I'm Morag Hanna, and welcome to the University of Dundee's weekly look at the history and present of our city and university. As Scottish University of the Year, we deliver teaching and research that transforms lives across society. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university becoming independent, we explore the remarkable people, discoveries, and events that have brought us here. The University of Dundee's Augmentative and Alternative Communication Research Group at Computing in the School of Science and Engineering is the world leader in developing intelligent and multimodal technologies. The team works with the foremost companies in the field to support and enhance interaction for individuals with a variety of communication impairments across the lifespan. Their work includes a £1 million research project that aims to dramatically change the way people with no speech and complex disabilities can converse with others. The project also involves the University of Cambridge. Computer-based systems, called Voice Output Communication Aids, or VOCAs, use word prediction to speed up typing, a feature similar to that commonly found on mobile phones or tablets for texting and emailing. However, for those with complex disabilities, like Professor Stephen Hawking, using typing to communicate can still be extremely slow. With as few as 2 words per minute generated, face-to-face conversation can be very difficult. Even with an average computer-aided communication rate of about 15 words per minute, conversations do not compare to the speaking rate of people without a communication impairment. An estimated 250,000 people in the UK alone are at risk of isolation because they are unable to speak, and are in need of some form of augmentative or alternative communication to support them with a severe communication difficulty. Rolf Black, one of the project investigators at the University of Dundee, explained that despite 4 decades of VOCA development, users seldom go beyond basic needs-based utterances as communication rates remain, at best, 10 times slower than natural speech. This makes conversation almost impossible and is immensely frustrating for both the user and the listener. The research group wants to improve that situation considerably by developing new systems that go far beyond word prediction. The team want to produce the first VOCA system that will not only predict words and phrases, but will provide access to extended conversation by predicting narrative text elements tailored to an ongoing conversation. Dundee's Professor Annalou Waller, who is lead investigator for this research project, explained that in current systems, users sometimes pre-store monologue talks, but sharing personal experiences and stories interactively using VOCA is rare. Being able to relate experience enables us to engage with others and allows us to participate in society. In fact, the bulk of our interaction with others is through the medium of conversational narrative, such as sharing personal stories. By harnessing recent progress in machine learning and computer vision, the research group plans to build a VOCA that gives its non-speaking user quick access to speech tailored to the current conversation. In order to predict what a person might want to say, this VOCA will learn from information it gathers automatically about conversational partners, previous conversations and events, and the locations in which these take place. Dr. Parola Christensen from the University of Cambridge is one of the inventors of a highly successful gesture keyboard text input system for mobile phones. He brings his extensive expertise in probabilistic text entry to the project. He said, "What I find truly exciting about this project is the way it will advance state-of-the-art techniques from statistical language processing to potentially drastically improve text entry rates for rate-limited users with motor disabilities." Rolf Black added, "This does not mean that the computer will speak for a person. It will be more like a companion who, being familiar with aspects of your life and experiences, has some idea of what you might choose to say in a certain situation." The project is named Augmenting Communication Using Environmental Data to Drive Language Prediction, or ACE-LP. ACE-LP has a number of partners, including Capability Scotland and Scope, the two leading charities for people with complex disabilities in the UK, and the ENT at Ninewells Hospital, NHS Tayside. Industry partners include two of the world-leading developers of VOCAS, Smartbox Assistive Technology and Tobii Dynavox, as well as Aria NLG, the market leader in real-time data storytelling, and Edisix Limited, a leading provider of advanced body-worn camera solutions based in Edinburgh. The universities will also work with National Museums Scotland and the leading UK charity Communication Matters to ensure that the results of the research are communicated beyond the science communities into clinical work and mainstream knowledge. This research project is funded by the UK Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council. Tune in next week for another podcast from the series. Subscribe to iTunes to get the podcast delivered to your inbox, and check out the website www.dundee.ac.uk/50 for extra material.